all things well. Yeah, man, ain't nothing he does that ain't well. Praise God. Hallelujah to his name. I bless his name tonight. Thank God that's a good song. Amen. That's a dark cloud over us a lot of times. Heaviness in your heart. Thank God I'm glad he knows what to do. Amen. Never been a time he didn't. Thank God everything you go through as a child of God is for his purpose. Amen.
That's right.
That's right. For whom the Lord foreknew, he predestinated you to be conformed to the image of his son. That's right. What you face in life, thank God's his purpose. Amen. That's exactly right. If you don't believe that, you can't believe he's sovereign and believe, thank God, he's in charge of your life. You're in his hand. Amen. Thank God for that. I'm glad he does all things well. It might not be what I want, but it's what he sends. Amen. Thank God. What a good God. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah to his blessed holy name. Amen to God. Thank you, Lord. Amen to God, son. Amen. That stirred my Amen. Thank God. Crank her up, boys. Amen. Give him praise. Thank God. You might have to pull it more than one time, but it'll crank. Amen. If the spark plug's right. Amen. That's right. Thank God for it. I bless the Lord, oh my soul. Amen to God, son. I'm for it. Amen. Amen to God. Amen. He does all things well. Amen. He put it together, thank God. He had a plan. He'll do it. Amen. Thank God. Amen. He does all things well. Amen. All things. Amen. Yeah. Thank God he opened the ears of the deaf. And thank God made the man that couldn't even speak. Amen. Thank God speak plainly. Amen. Thank God. Amen to God. Well, let's look in the book of God tonight. Matthew chapter 25. If you look with me there in Matthew chapter 25. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Amen. Thank God.
That's right.
Amen. Matthew 25. I want to try to preach a little tonight. God help me. And if another man gets hooked in, thank God I let him have a hap at it. Amen. That's right. Praise God. Amen. Yeah, that's right. Holy Ghost touches y'all. Amen. Anybody got something on their heart, thank God. Amen. I'm for it. I'm for what God wants. Matthew 25, then shall the kingdom of heaven be like unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. I want to ask you a question tonight. Everybody in here, you just heard my reading. You're one or the other. You're wise or you're foolish tonight. Either you're prepared or you're unprepared. That's right. There's no in between tonight. There's nobody living in this house of God. That's in between tonight, whether they're ready or not. Amen. You're either got oil, you don't have oil. There was 5 virgins that was foolish, and 5 virgins that was wise. The 5 wise had oil in their lamps. The 5 foolish didn't have no oil in their lamps. The lamp's a picture of a vessel. Oil's the type of the Holy Ghost of God. And he said the bridegrooms are coming. They was going to the bridegroom's feast. Amen. They was going to have the feast, the wedding feast. They was waiting on that. And the Bible said here in the scriptures, amen, we find here that they was waiting on the bridegroom to come to take them there. And the Bible said they slumbered and slept. Amen. Like the church is today. The majority of the modern day church is carnal, lukewarm, has no fire of God, no unction of God, no love of God much in this day. And when I say that, I'm not just talking about this church. I'm talking about the New Testament church as a whole in the book of the Laodiceans. He said they was lukewarm. They wasn't cold nor hot. Amen. And that's just the way it is. We're sleeping. We're slumbering. Amen. There's not a lot of, ain't God all being manifest. But I'm glad God's got it tonight. You can have as much as you want. You got as all the God you're going to get. Amen. It's more God getting more of you in your life. Having the desires in your heart for God. Amen. And say, how can I get any closer to God? Get drawn to him. Amen. Get in the word of God. Get in the prayer room. Amen. Get with God. Talk to him from your heart. Amen. He's a very present help. He's not far away. He's not way far away. He's nigh. Amen. Thank God he's a nigh God. He can be spoke to tonight. I'm thankful. Thank God for the day he reached down and got a hold of me. Amen. With his own sovereign arms and picked me up through the blood of Christ. Thank God put my feet upon a rock, made a new creature out of me. Thank God put something in my soul. Amen. Thank God that last. Amen. It's a deep work of God. It's a deep work. He said he built the foundation. Amen. The house built on the foundation. foundation of rocks that they had to dig deep in the ground. Thank God to put the foundation down. And when the storms come, it didn't blow the house over because great was the foundation it was built on. And you better know tonight you got a good foundation you're built on. Thank God the foundations is Christ. The foundation is His promise. Amen. He is what He said He is. Everything about Him's good. Everything about Him's strong. Everything about Him, thank God, a man can hold on to. He don't have nothing in this world He can hold on to. There's no absolutes in the world. There's no absolutes in what I say, the absolutes in what He says. The absolute, the Lord's not slack concerning His promise. As some men count slackness. But I'm telling you this tonight, friend, He is a real and true God to us. Amen. He done it. Thank God, Brother Shank said it. Amen. They knew it before He knew it. But God knew it before they knew it. Amen. And God ordained it, set this thing up. There's a way to God tonight. Amen. The Lamb of God who was slain before the foundation of the world but was manifest in these last days for us. And brethren, listen, God knew you tonight. Amen. Before you was born, He knew, thank God, how many hairs you'd have on your head. He knew your name. He knew the eye color. Listen, friend, He done that. I had nothing to do with my eyes. He put blue eyes on me. Thank God. He made me the height that He wanted to be. He gave me the family He wanted me to have. Amen. He got me around a man of God preaching the word of God to my heart. And the Holy Ghost got a hold of my soul and brought me into the family of God. That's all the work of God, friend. That's what God did. Amen. Thank God that's right. Amen to God, son. It wasn't something no man could do. Amen. You can't add a cubit to your stature. It's God, friend. He said, how much more babe are you than the sparrows? Amen. Thank God He knows the sparrow when they fall. Amen. He knows your need tonight. Thank God in a very little bit of your life. He knows what you need. He knows, thank God tonight, the very little need of your life. He knows it, thank God. That's why you can take it to Him. That's why you can pray to Him. That's why you can call on Him. Thank God He knows what you need. Thank God He knows how to meet your need tonight. Amen. Thank God He's that kind of God. Amen. Amen to God. I ain't trying to live this thing. He's a living it in me. Thank God. That's right. He made me alive. Thank God in Christ Jesus. Praise His name. You got any oil in your lamp? You got any oil in your lamp? Amen. I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about true salvation. True salvation is Christ in you. Amen. Somebody asked me, they said, how do you know you saved? I'd say, well, Romans 8:16 is a pretty good indication. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit, we're the children of God. Number two is my relationship with the one, thank God, it bears witness with. That's the two things I'd say. I could go back to the time, but I could go back to the place, but I'd rather go right now. Amen. That's right. Thank God, because I know what He done for me now. I know what He done for me. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. Son, I don't deserve it, and you don't deserve it, but it wasn't based on what you deserved. It's based on His goodness. If it was, I'd be in hell tonight. I'd go to hell if I wasn't there. If it wasn't based on His mercy. Amen. For He withhold His judgment on my head. Gave me grace to believe. Amen. Heard the word of God. Amen. And God dealt with my heart. I'm telling you, thank God. It's not external. It's internal. Amen. You got to have some oil on the inside. Thank God. When the oil man shows up, tell him to fill it up. Amen. Thank God, full of the Holy Ghost. That's right. Thank God. Amen. Amen to God, son. It'll do more than make you speak with tongues. Amen. It'll make you happy and full. Amen. That's exactly right. Thank God. Amen, son. I won't speak with the tongue of God the best I can. Amen. They've got an angel's tongue. Amen. He said we speak with tongues as men or angels. Amen. Have not charity. Thank God we sound and brass and tinkle symbol. Amen, son. I speak in what I know. Amen. We speak what we do know. And we can't help but speak that we've seen and heard. We can't help but tell it tonight. Amen, friend. Have you got it on you? Amen. Right. Don't you die and go to hell off a church pew. That's right. No matter who you are. It ain't about churchianity. It's about relationship with Christ. Amen. The five fools took the lamps, took a no oil with them. No oil. No oil. Every person's got their own lamp vessel. Amen. It's not a community vessel. It's an individual vessel. Amen, son. Amen. What I had, thank God, my lamp, what couldn't be given to my wife by me. It had to be given by God. Amen. You think some people's carrying around oil in their pocket. That comes from above. Amen. That's right. The oil's type of God, friend, of the Holy Ghost. That woman didn't have nothing but a cruise of oil. Amen. But it sustained her and Elijah and her boy. Thank God. Amen. Thank God. That woman said, I don't have nothing but a pot of oil. And he said, go buy the vessels. Get as many as you can. Pour oil in it and sell it, thank God, and let thank God pay for your boy's debt. Amen. Pay the creditor. Amen. Thank God the creditor's been paid. If he hadn't, you owe him. Like what Billy Mitchell said, he said you're guilty. You're guilty of the death of Jesus Christ. The charge is against you tonight. You're a sinner tonight, friend. Amen. One sin calls you a guilt. One sin says you're guilty. And you charged by God Almighty. Thank God tonight, my friend, that pays him for the death of his son. And you better find some way. And the only way to get out of it is have Jesus Christ. Amen. That's right. You stand before God Almighty. Notice this here. Notice they took the oil. The wives took oil in their vessels with their lamps. Verse 4, while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. Amen. Lost and saved. They all slumbered. That's the sad thing for a church. Amen. And I have no effect on lost people. It's a sad thing when somebody comes into the house of God, my friend, and there's no difference in how they believe and how they act and thank God, how they're worshiping, how they agree with the truth. It'll affect a man's heart. Amen. Right, God help a bunch of Baptist people that sit there and look at the preacher like wondering what he's talking about. I ain't talking about strange gods. I'm talking about the real God. Amen. Thank God they said when they got there over to Mars Hill, he said that they said about Paul, he said he put up four strange gods. No, they didn't know the real God. That's why they thought it was strange. Because he preached the resurrection to that crowd. And they did not know, brother. Listen, thank God tonight you're either sitting here in the house of God with oil in your lamp or no oil in your lamp. That's right. Notice this here in verse 6. And at midnight, that's a late hour. We're in the midnight hour. Amen. You don't listen. I'm going to tell y'all. Listen, boys. Listen, everybody. Listen. You don't have but tonight to get right with God. You don't have tomorrow. A lot of people say, I wait. No, you don't have tomorrow. Praise God. You got tonight. That's all you got tonight. You don't have no other day but today. In fact, Paul said today is the day of salvation. And midnight their cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. And all the virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. They're going to burn out too. Judaism could not get in where the bridegroom was. You see, religion can't get in there. Religion will run out. Religion will go out. Amen. You can be as good in religion. Thank God Judas was a good religionist. Amen. That Jesus knew who he was. He was a devil from the beginning. But I'm telling you one thing. He had a whole crowd fooled. He said, thank God, when Jesus said, when do you betray me? They said, is it I? You better ask it, is it I? You better not say, well, it's him. No, you better say, Lord, is it I? I want to know I ain't going to betray you. Religion is a damnable thing. Judaistic religion, the Jews' religion. Paul was strict in the Jews' religion. Ain't God, but what no oil in his lamp. Amen. He was just a law keeper. Amen. No oil in his lamp. Amen. Nicodemus come by night. Pharisee, a Pharisee. No oil in his lamp. Amen. No oil in his lamp. Ain't God, you got any oil in your lamp? Hey, your daddy can't give you oil. Your mama can't give you oil. Hey, your preacher can't give you oil. Hey, God, your wife can't give you all. You got to get all yourself. Give us y'all. You can't have it. You got to get it yourself. Problem with this day and time, people sit on Baptist church pews and they just hope and pray that they don't die and go to hell. Why, hell's all around them. Hell's all around them. Hell's all around them. Hell's all around them tonight. Hey, reform a little bit. Try to do a little bit better. Hey, man, I'll do better. I won't talk as bad. I'll do better in life. I mean, I got to reform myself. But you have no oil in you. You're only shining up the vessel with nothing on the inside. It's sad, but it's true. Religion will take you to hell, friend. Hey, God, sin will take you to hell. Hey, man, all you got is a vessel. Have no oil in it. It looks good on the outside, but ain't nothing on the inside. That's right. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Preach hell hot and heaven sweet. Amen. Amen. I ain't nobody's friend but God right now.
That's right.
Exactly right. I'm telling you the truth. God have mercy on us. I ought to be in hell tonight.
Right.
And even after I got saved, if things had done, he could put me in hell if it wasn't for the blood of Christ. Amen. One sin, thank God, the mercy of God lays on. Amen to God, son. Notice this verse here, but 9. But no, the wise answer said, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. Go rather them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. Amen. That's right. While they went, the bridegroom came. I'm telling you, friend, are you listening tonight? Thank God, are you hearing me? Thank God, there ain't but a little time to make a do with the Holy Ghost. Notice here. And they that were what? Ready. You know what that word ready means? It means prepared. They that were ready went in with him to the marriage. And the door was shut. And I know, praise God, one day the door is going to be shut on every individual. Thank God for the children. I look at that little baby tonight and I see these little children that's not conscience yet. And brethren, they're going to have an opportunity one day when the light of God shines on them and shows them their condition. Amen. But when he does, you better act. Amen. One day, I can imagine, son, thank God, when that door was shut, amen, he shut it. Shut it. God says he's going to shut the door on you. You can be living, God shut the door on you. God could send everybody he wanted to hell if he wasn't merciful.
Right.
Amen. But I'll live another day hoping that I won't go to hell. That's what you're saying. See, I don't like this kind of preaching. Well, praise God, there's plenty of places that don't do it.
Right.
He said that we're ready, went into the marriage. Are you ready tonight? I mean, just straightforward ready. Has God made you ready? Has grace made you ready? Has Christ made you ready? Are you ready to go in with him? Thank God, if you're not, you better get ready. Notice this here, verse 11. Afterward came also the other version saying, Lord, Lord, open us. Lord, open us. Lord, open us. Lord, Lord, open us. Open us. Open us. Too late. I'm going to tell you, that's some sad words. Too late. I've been to hospitals before, Brother Joe, and I told you about my uncle, my daddy's brother, and I don't know a soul. Amen. He told me up there when I preached in Virginia, he followed me to the car, said, I know I need to get saved. And I said, well, right now's the time, amen. That's right. Right now's the time, God, dealing with your heart. You can't answer the phone until it rings. If it's ringing, thank God, answer the phone. And I told you about going to Baptist Hospital, walked in, asked for him. They said he expired this morning. Too late. Too late. God help, we don't believe that. We don't believe it. If we did, we'd have more urgency to get the word to them. If we did, we'd pray more. If we did, thank God, we'd want more power in the church. We'd care more when the man preaches. We'd care more when the people testify. If we really cared, people went to hell. I tell you, the church would be changed. Amen. One man said, if I could have a church built, I'd build it right beside hell. People don't believe in hell. You don't believe in hell. It's been desensitized. You watch all these daggum games and everything else and play on the computer and let the mind of young people be, my friend, distorted and deluded from truth. And a man of God get up and preach and they got balls bouncing in their eyes and know nothing about God. We can say all we want to. That's good children. Thank God for them good children. But I'm telling you, let them, thank God, live under video games. My friend, they got all weekend. And when they come home from school, they'll not listen to the man of God. Might as well get her all. I'm going to tell you something I don't like. I don't like a daddy ain't got the backbone to tell his kids to quit it. You say, I can't get Junior to quit it. God help, I could. He lives in my house. He'll do what I say. Well, you know, everybody else is doing it. Yeah, everybody else is going to hell too. That's why the audience of the man of God preaching now ain't as, it's just not like it used to be. It's because not only, amen, people don't, amen, want to hear it no more. But I'm telling you, they ain't got an ear to hear it. You know, Jesus said to that crowd, he said, you cannot hear. He told them that in John 8. He said, you cannot hear. He said, listen to what he said. If you were a God, you'd love me. That's what Jesus said. Tighten her down, Lord, tighten her down. Ain't the one way to find out whether you love God. That's whether, amen, you love Christ. Amen. He said, if you were of God, you'd love me. That's what he said. He said, you are of your father, the devil, unless your father, you'll do. But what he said. Amen. Amen. Check up. Verse number 12. But he answered and said, and verily I say unto you, notice this, I know you not. Remember at Matthew 7? Matthew 7, he said, many shall come to me at day, said, have I not prophesied thy name? Have I not stood at a pulpit and declared some things and prophesied? Have I not prophesied in thy name? Have I not cast out devils in thy name? Judas went out with the 12, went out with the 70. He gave him power over the devils. Don't tell me. I believe what the Bible teaches. Judas, my friend, no doubt he was in the ministry. He said his bishopric. Is that not what it said? Amen. That's right. Because, my friend, he went out. No doubt he probably cast out devils. And they'll say, have we not cast out devils in thy name? Have we not done many wonderful works in thy name? And this is what he says. He says, and I will say unto them, depart from me, for I never knew you. That's a long time. I know you not. Verse 13, watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. When the Son of Man cometh, I want to say something. We live in a day where everybody wants to debate when he's coming. I just want to say this. He's coming. And you don't know when. And I don't know when. Amen. Amen, brother. Listen. Thank God he's a coming. And he, you don't know when he's coming. But he is a coming. Know you not. Days of Noah, days of the coming of the Son of Man, similarities. Eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage. Days of Lot, same way. Those of Noah. Eight souls were saved. Eight people were saved on the ark. Eight. Eight people. Eight. Noah's a preacher of righteousness. Noah preached to them people. You know he did. Yes, sir. He preached a long time to them. Why did Genesis 6:3 say this? And my spirit shall not always strive with man. I'll not contend with them but a while. And I'm going to turn them over. And I'm going to drown every one of them. That's not on the ark. That's what God said. Eight people was in the ark during the rain. 40 days, 40 nights of rain. And they were safe. That's right. Picture of the whole truth there is there was fewer in than out.
Right.
And I tell you this, few there be that find it. Let me say this to you. I appreciate you teaching and testifying. But don't it get more bigger to you and real to you as it goes? What you saying, preacher? I'm saying this. It takes a while to find out what you found. It don't take a while to know, thank God, the burn's gone. But it takes a while, thank God, to find out what you found in Christ. Amen. See, we've run people to an altar and made a profession of faith, and 10 years later, you couldn't find them. Amen. You say, listen, friend, you can say what you want to about me, but when you get born again, it'll put you in the house of God. Amen. It ain't a bunch of people going to run the FBI after you to try to find you 20 years from now. Got the goods. Amen. You say, somebody can somebody get Crossways? Can somebody get out? Yeah, but they can't stay that way. You say, the only thing that keeps me in the house of God's God. It ain't me. That's evidence you got him. He's a keeping you, praise God. Amen. They didn't have oil. The wise had oil, and the foolish had no oil. And them that had no oil, my friend, amen, was judged. They never made it in, and they never will make it in. You ask the average person today, how do you know you're ready to meet the Lord? The majority of people would say, well, I go to church. You'll go to hell with that answer. I'm a good person. You'll go to hell with that answer. I've done many wonderful works. You'll go to hell with that answer. That's right. Sad to say. You all know how few it is? It's very few. There's very few that heard the gospel, thank God, by the ears of spiritual works. And got convicted by the Holy Ghost convicted them of their sin and saw theirself like God seen them and lost and undone. Amen. And God worked repentance in them and grace. And God gave faith to them. And God brought them to that place that they come to the very end of their self where only Jesus was sufficient for their soul to be saved by. And made them a new creature in Christ and gave them hope for heaven. And they know in their heart God done it. There's very few that know that. A lot of political correct people in the Baptist church, but not a lot of saved people. I watch people and I watch church members. And I see them drift. What do you do about that, preacher? I don't know. That's between them and God. It ain't between me and them. I believe this morning if you're 10 years old or 12 years old or 15 years old or 20 years old, however old you are, I believe if you really got saved, you'll tell it. And I believe if you really got saved, 10, 15 years from now, you'll still be telling it. Amen. Because you got it. May I say, he got you. I'll ask you a question. I don't want everybody to bow your head. Just bow your head. I want you to answer this question to your own heart, and it's either one or the other. I'm a wise person because I got oil, or I'm a foolish one because I don't have it. I don't have it. If you don't have it, you're foolish. You're unprepared. If you have it, then you're prepared. But that's between you and God. What's the answer in your own heart? Right now tonight, if the bridegroom came, Holy Spirit working on your heart. May the Lord add his blessing to the word. Let's pray. Father, I preach my heart tonight. God, when I come.